Ramayana, Act 3, Chapter 13, The Final Battle. Scene 2, Ram stuns Ravana. Ram then seized his bow. A terrible anger took hold of him. Lakshman had spoken well. The time for the arrogant demon's destruction had arrived. As Ram looked around, he saw Ravana seated aboard his golden chariot. Having rested, the demon was again rushing at Ram, just as the malefic planet Rahu rushes towards the sun. From where he stood, Ram immediately shot a steady stream of arrows that shone like fire. They rained down upon the demon, who in turn loosed off torrents of shafts that hissed like serpents as they flew at Ram. From the sky, the gods observed the combat. Seeing Ram standing upon the ground, Indra desired to assist him. He summoned Matali, his chariot driver, and asked him to fetch his chariot. In a moment, Indra's radiant chariot appeared, drawn by its 1,000 steeds. Indra ordered Matali to take it to Ram, and the chariot driver at once descended onto the battlefield, right next to the prince. With folded palms, he respectfully addressed Ram. "Here is my lord Indra's chariot, O Raghav. Here also is his mighty bow and other infallible weapons, as well as his invincible golden armor. Please, use all of these to attain victory over Ravan, the enemy of the gods, and I shall act as your chariot driver." Ram gazed with amazement at the wonderful vehicle. It was bedecked with glowing gems and wreaths of celestial flowers. A tall pole of cat's eye stood in its center, bearing a brilliant golden flag standard. The chariot was suspended a bow length above the ground, and a crystal staircase came down to Ram's feet. He circumambulated the chariot and climbed aboard. The prince quickly donned Indra's armor and took up his bow and celestial arrows. As he stood upon that divine chariot, he looked like the sun illuminating all quarters. At Matali's command, the heavenly steeds surged forward, and the chariot moved off with a rumbling sound that filled the earth and sky. Ravana, realizing that Ram was being assisted by his mortal enemy Indra, became even more enraged. He fired a celestial missile which unleashed hundreds of thousands of dreadful-looking serpents, their wide-open mouths vomiting fire. Writhing and hissing, they came from all sides, speeding toward Ram. As the venomous snakes descended upon him, Ram at once invoked a weapon presided over by Garuda. A shower of arrows shot from his bow, turning as they flew into golden eagles with fierce talons and sharply curved beaks. These mystical eagles intercepted and destroyed all of Ravan's serpents. The demon roared furiously He struck Matali and all of his steeds with a forcible torrent of shafts. The Rakshasa then sent a crescent-headed arrow which tore down the chariot's golden flag standard. Ravana followed this with countless other straight-flying arrows that struck Ram on every part of his body. In seconds, Indra's great chariot was completely covered by Ravana's arrows, so that no part of it was visible. With his 10 heads and massive bow, Ravana stood in his chariot, looking like the Mainaka mountain risen from the ocean. Observing the demon overwhelming Ram with his arrows, the gods and rishis felt despondent. The monkeys became fearful and observed grim-looking omens. The sun became dim, and the sea tossed with waves that seemed to rise up to the sky. Jackals howled, and ghosts and spooks darted about on the battlefield. So intense was Ravana's assault that Ram was unable to lift his bow and fit his arrows. Ram's eyes turned crimson with rage. He began to think of the destruction of the entire Rakshasa race. With great expertise, Matali drove the chariot upwards and away from the hail of Ravana's arrows. It burst forth like the sun emerging from a cloud. The gods showered blessings on Ram, while the Daityas and Danavas uttered benedictions upon Ravana. When the king of the Rakshasas saw his adversary again stationed before him, he took up a fearful-looking dart. That terrific weapon had spikes resembling mountain peaks. It had a flaming point which glowed with a brilliance that could not be looked upon. That dart was most dear to Ravan and had been carefully kept and worshipped by him, reserved for a time when he faced a deadly enemy. It was irresistible to gods and demons alike. Ravan raised it with his serpent-like arm and roared with full force. The earth shook and the mountains trembled, sending their lions and elephants fleeing in fear. Looking at Ram, the Rakshasa thundered, "This dart, powerful like a thunderbolt, will now take your life. Hurled by me, it will strike both you and your brother, leveling you with all the Rakshasas you have slain. Guard yourself if you can." The demon at once threw the dart. It flashed through the air, covered by a circle of lightning and emitting a deafening scream. Ram instantly sent 100 arrows at the dart, but they were deflected and fell useless to the ground. Without losing a moment, Ram took up Indra's celestial javelin. He forcefully hurled it, and it flew like a blazing meteor straight at the dart. Struck by the divine lance, Ravana's weapon was split apart, dropping to the earth. The javelin, giving off a delightful sound from the many bells tied around it, returned again to Indra's chariot. Ram immediately followed that astonishing feat by sending a fierce volley of arrows at Ravana. They struck him in all his limbs, piercing his 10 heads. The demon blazed with anger and replied with an equal number of his own arrows. Ram intercepted Ravana's arrows, simultaneously continuing to strike the 10-headed demon. The Rakshasa then released an even greater number of shafts, which penetrated Ram's defense and pierced through his armor. With blood shining on his breast, Ram looked like a great kinshuka tree in full blossom. Neither opponent could easily see the other, so great was the number of arrows filling the air. Ram pulled clear of Ravan's attack and laughed heartily. He rebuked the demon. "You are proud of your strength, O Rakshasa? Ha! It will not save you. Indeed, since you stole away my consort while I was not present, you cannot be considered heroic. You are a shameless coward and given over to vanity alone, vaunting yourself as a hero. Had you tried taking Sita from my presence, you would not be alive today. By good fortune, I now see Time himself on this very battlefield. Prepare to receive the results of your despicable and evil acts, O vile one. Carnivorous birds and beasts will soon feast upon your flesh and blood." With redoubled strength, Ram then sent wave upon wave of arrows straight at Ravan. The prince felt increased enthusiasm for the fight. He invoked all the celestial missiles, and they immediately appeared before him on the battlefield. In great joy, Ram fired the weapons at the demon one after another. He recited the incantations with full concentration as he released his arrows. Charged with the mystic power of the divine astras, the arrows tore into Ravana and sent him reeling. As he staggered about on his chariot, the Rakshasa was showered with rocks and trees by the monkeys. The demon was reduced to a sorry plight, being unable to lift his bow or do anything in his defense. He sank down upon the floor of his chariot. And seeing this, his chariot driver veered away from the fight, retreating. Ravana remained stunned for some time. Gradually returning to his senses, he saw that his chariot driver had taken him away from the battlefield. Immediately he chastised the chariot driver with harsh words. "How have you scorned me in this way, O evil-minded one? Obviously considering me to be bereft of power, heroism and prowess, you have covered me with shame. Why, today you have nullified my valor, dignity, and fame. While my enemy stood expectantly before me, deserving to be gratified by my arrows, but you instead have made me into a coward." Ravana was beside himself with fury. He accused the chariot driver of siding with the enemy and ordered him to return immediately to Ram's presence. The chariot driver replied that he had only done what he felt was his proper duty. Ravana had been completely overpowered by Ram's weapons. Only out of affection had he desired to save his master's life. citing verses from Scripture, supporting his actions, the chariot driver begged Ravana's forgiveness, and the demon king was appeased. He nodded at his chariot driver and commanded him to return with all speed to the fight. Being urged on by Ravana, the chariot driver lashed his horses, and within a few moments, once again the chariot stood before Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.